Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome in on this Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby with you for 4 hours today. A little bit of a lighter day, I would say, in the sports world. But nonetheless, we'll bring you at least the best stories that have popped off today. First, before we get started, I would like to wish my lovely wife a happy 19th anniversary.
I almost thought you were going to say 19th birthday for just second there.
Not far off.
She's looking 19 out there. Right. Okay, let's get that in there.
But certainly would love to wish my wife a happy
anniversary. And that number again.
19. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
nice this is a special year for you guys.
Number,
special
for sure.
year for you guys. And we should also congratulate you. You also have a 19th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, thank
it's not
you.
Just
thank
hers.
You. No, it's not. It's
you
not.
Know, you get in on that. So congratulations to both of you guys.
Thank you. Thank very you very good. Much. We do have some baseball news, some Padre news. Not surprising by any stretch of the imagination. Michael King and both Dylan Cease have declined their qualifying offers. And so,
which we expected, yes?
Totally expected.
Right.
Padres will get some draft picks now. I believe they'll get two each.
And actually, that you may blow that off, but AJ is usually pretty good at finding those guys with those picks. So.
These are value things for a guy like AJ Preller.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's kind of...
Team like the Rockies gets a couple of picks, and they're like, you know, that's problematic for them. Work they have to do.
They may very well view it as value, but once you draft and it hasn't gone the way you saw it, you kind of lose some of that value.
Yeah, no, that's good.
A record 4 players accepted the qualifying
offer. Explain again to the people that are like a little like me.
Okay, so
what is this step in the process?
A qualifying offer is kind of like the average of what the top tier guys will make in free agency.
All right, so
it comes to about 22.5, I believe it is.
And players like a Michael King and a Dylan Cease can scoff at that. Isn't that incredible?
It is.
Just think about it in the world of the world.
And you have to think about it in terms of a per year basis, right?
Right.
So the qualifying offer is 22.025.
Oh, wow.
Right?
If it was 22.1, you might get me. But
so a guy like Dylan Cease is expected to get, from a per-yearly basis, between somewhere 25 and 30.
Yeah, he's going to get more.
And so Michael King is somewhere between 25 and 28, so he's going to get
it's
more.
It's unbelievable.
They can afford to kind of move on from that qualifying
and on
offer.
The other side of it, there is a risk.
Right.
The risk being that nobody offers them 25 to 28.
Right.
But we also know that never happens.
Even it's not just, okay, you think of it in per year, but I think in a most players' case, they want the longevity.
Yeah.
You know, so they're willing to take maybe a few million dollars less in order to get an extra couple of years on that deal. And so I would say even if it ends up being 23, 24, and it's a multi-year deal.
Yeah, no, they're going
to they're all going to take that. Now, on the flip side, to mention that there's four guys that actually accepted
four people
it.
Did yeah. it.
And, that's and, a record.
And this, right. The fact that it's a record underscores what I'm saying, which is this is very, you know, it's very odd that somebody does this, but
right.
it did happen.
It
this
did
time.
Happen. Trent Grisham took his $22 million, and you have to look at it from Trent's standpoint. He had a great year this year.
And some of us who were, not us, but them, because I like Trent Grisham. He was very good to us on this show, I might add. But for those who didn't like Trent Grisham, they would say he probably realizes maybe 34 home runs is top of the line for him. So
yeah,
don't take a risk on this. You know, take your $22 million and go home. You know,
maybe he realized that. Maybe that's kind of what the market was kind of laying out for him. Either way, he takes his 22 and some change, and he'll play the year out. That also goes for Brandon Woodruff. Remember, he got hurt and missed the postseason after coming back pitching well. He's had shoulder issues at the end of both seasons. And so,
do you like a guy like that? I mean, let's just say that he didn't take the qualifying offer and he was out there. To me, you're looking at a pitcher who at one time was an ace, number one starter.
Yes.
And, you know, legit number one starter. But after two injuries back to back, would you take the chance? Because you got to figure Woodruff would have been a guy that you could get for pennies on the dollar comparatively.
Right.
And if he returned to form, now you just added a number one pitcher.
That's
a hell of a risk. I don't know that the Padres would have taken it at 32 years old, even if Woodruff was available.
I don't think that it would have been any question teams would have taken a risk if it was him hitting the open market, because I think they all believed that he wasn't going to covet $22 million. So he takes that deal, I think, as a way to kind of have a year to kind of prove himself once again.
Right, because he can if he does go back to being an ace, then next year he's a free agent again.
Bing, bing. And now Shota Imanaga was another one. Now, his is another different case, right? He seemed to be he seemed to be the ace there for the Cubs for at least a year and about three quarters.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he fell out of favor. And for Shota, it might be different. I mean, he came over from Japan. He may just have a comfort level where he is.
He also may not have understood all the red ink at the bottom of the contract.
I'm joking.
I think that he's making a decision that he feels is similar to Woodruff's.
Yeah.
He faded at the end of the season,
right.
So he cost himself some money as a free agent. So go ahead, sign this. And then don't fade next year.
The one that's most interesting to me is Gleyber Torres. He went to Detroit on a one-year deal, had a terrific season. And I don't know that many people thought he could have that type of season in Detroit, and he, yet alone, put up some pretty good numbers. He elects to go back. It could just be that he's enjoyed his time in Detroit, isn't ready to leave.
I'm sitting here as somebody, maybe because it's San Diego and maybe because it's a different life that we're all in. But I'm a little actually more surprised than not that only four people and that this is a record. I wonder, the family, like when you sit with your kids, your wife, the people, you know, and you're close knit, sitting around the table, and you kind of went through this with your dad a little bit back in a different time. When you talk about it, don't some families say, you know what, we're really comfortable here. The kids are in school. I want them to stay with the same people. Let's take $3 million less. Go ahead and accept it. And then what does the agent come back to the family and say, you guys, you're leaving a lot of money on the table? Do you see what I mean? Because $22 million is enough to make everybody in the family happy.
I honestly
without
believe,
having to move.
I mean, listen, I'm sure there are some agents that have crazy influence. But I would say the large majority, this is a family kind of led decision.
Like, right.
You're taking a shot, right? Like we feel like we can get more.
Yeah, but we're going to have to move maybe to Tampa. We may have to move
to
Toronto.
These are young families too. You got to remember,
yeah,
it's a little bit easier to move before the kids are like settled into school. You know, once that happens, you start to see decision making change a little bit. And I think for a lot of these guys, You know, the Trent Grishams, the Gleyber Torreses, the Brendan Wood. They have young families. You know Dylan Cease.
Dad's a ball player.
Michael King has a young family. Right. So they
Dad's a ball player. Keep the bags packed.
If it's yeah. still within, you know, everybody's kind of thought process, yeah, they're going to take the shot to see what's out there.
Yeah, don't get too close to that girlfriend you think is cute.
Why not?
Why not? Did you just join the conversation?
Oh yeah, I've been trying to replace the printer ink in the printer for your stupid printout.
Here comes Scraby with all his troubles.
Go. Look, I got printer ink all over my hands because it exploded on me out there.
I'm so sorry, I'm glad
you're having one of those days already.
You know what, Tony? I'm so glad he opened that way today, and here's why: because for the first time that I can recall in a while, the POTUS has delivered something that I will now forever be able to use. Next time you're out of hand over there, Scrape.
Do not say it. You say it, I will file a grievance with Odyssey San Diego. Because you're the only one who needs printouts in this studio. You should be fussing with the printer.
Quiet.
I did not know what he was talking about.
Quiet.
I did. Because Chris is a bully, just like the guy he's trying to.
Okay, no, yes. No personal comments necessary about the POTUS.
You just called me a fat person.
Don't be making a comment about the POTUS. I'm loving on the guy right now. Yeah. This was some kind of dick. If you haven't seen it yet, look it up, and you know what I'm joking about here.
Oh, that was funny. That was wild.
What's I won't say. I probably,
you know, even we said I, even don't I think, talk politics on the show. What does Chris not get about it?
There's nothing politic about this at all. This is just
an insult.
This is a great phrase that has been brought to all of our attention by the man who is the leader of the free world.
I hear no lies.
I mean, Chris, I think you have to take it under advisement.
Chris is just showing that he's actually a bully.
Let's get to break.
It's true. I'm not printing your sheets anymore. It's not happening.
Real quick. Remember to listen around 5:35 for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night at our Odyssey Suite at a future Padre game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefanst.com.
You better get used to reading those, Tony, because I don't have a printout today. So,
in order to potentially have your name called. You are in for a good show today.
We're in a mood today.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Scraby just got back from HR. Find anything out over there?
Yeah, they said don't plan on having a job next year.
To what, me?
Yeah, they've been like, man, we've been trying to get this guy out of here for years.
They finally
now we got
found
an
something.
Excuse.
They finally found something. They
you know,
get
I think it's
on?
Very rich that the guy who's trying to get him the stuff that he's required to do for the show is being made fun of.
That's true. I just
that,
walk right into
that
it.
One.
That's bad.
That one hit the left
well,
side.
I
strong.
Mean, I got printer stuff exploding in my face. I got like nothing. I can't get anything to print, and I walk back in here and I get called fat.
You did not. Number one, number two.
We
Tony,
know what you were saying.
Tony had the best line of all during the whole exchange when he said, "I hear no lies." That was my favorite line
what
of the
I
whole
was referring
thing.
To though.
That was good.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, you better go in the
I
next
did,
break. You better go in the next break and complain about him.
No, I did
Tony's,
say that.
Tony's
but
nice
I,
to me.
It
so.
Wasn't in that. It wasn't
That's true.
In that same
the show. The, there are three people on this show. There's a dick, a deer, and a dork. And you know, you are the dork going after the dick. And you're leaving the deer out of it. It's very nice of you.
What is happening?
It's going to be crazy today, I think. 2:18 is the time. Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. Tonight, Aztecs taking on Troy. The Trojans coming in. For a little college basketball at Viejas Arena. Talked about this so many times in the past, Tony, but this right here is why I just love, you know, Brian Dutcher and Steve Fisher before that and this whole team, because otherwise I would feel like I got nothing on my sports calendar tonight at all, right? Yeah. It's a Tuesday. There's no games, NFL, NBA is a kind of a quiet night. So I'd be like, what am I going to do? Hey, the Aztecs fill the void all winter long.
Yeah, this is about a week off, week and some change off for the Aztecs. And so last time we saw them, they were, you know, beaten down. Who was that they beat down?
They played Long Beach Long, State to open no, and Idaho State.
Idaho State was the last one. And
so
they, you know, it's been – I want to see if there'd be any rust. I mean, they haven't played a game in a week. You're just starting to kind of get your feet under you, then you have like a little bit of layoff. But we do know tonight is the start of the schedule starting to tighten the screws
It'll
a little
pick
bit.
Up a little bit. The big news really tonight is that Magoon Gwath is expected
That's
back
right.
in the lineup. His first game in quite some time, making a season debut tonight for
They're
San
wearing
Diego
those
State.
Those N7 uniforms. The,
yeah,
the,
they'll be paying tribute
turquoise.
To the... to the Native Americans in the area. I know the women's team wore those last week.
Okay.
And then they auctioned their jerseys off after. And I don't know if the men do the same thing, but yeah, they'll be wearing those tonight. Speaking of Troy, though, how would you like to go to the game tonight? Scraby's got a couple of tickets to tonight's game between the Aztecs and Troy. All you have to do is call in to... the hotline phone number, which I've been gone so long. I love when this escapes me. I've only worked here. How long have we worked here now? Eight
Almost
years?
Almost 8 years, bro.
833-288-0973.
Yeah,
I hope I got it right.
Nice.
Actually, I didn't even need to tell you. The listeners know the number. They're probably screaming it to me.
Oh, no, they were. For sure.
All right, so call into the hotline. First person that can tell me the one player who is on the Padres roster last year that went to Troy. The one player on the Padres wow. roster last year who went to Troy.
So maybe you might be answering the phones for quite some time.
I'm not saying that, I'm giving you a little hint, not saying the player is still on the Padres roster, but he was last year on the Padre roster. He went to Troy. Do you know who it is, Tony?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know who it is.
No.
All right. Well, if you can come up with...
I got an idea, though.
Okay. If you come up with that out there, 833-288-0973. Dial in. I'm not... Should we take a... No, we can't really take these on the air because, I like you said, Tony, I don't think... I think it would take a while. But I need to give Scraby the answer somehow.
Oh.
Where's the... Give him the whiteboard. Your little mini whiteboard.
Oh, that's mine.
Okay, let
He's
him
not
use
sharing
it.
Anything with me
I'm
right now.
Not share anything with him right now. Are you kidding me?
All right, then we'll have a slight delay in the show
Grow
while I get
up,
my pen
Scraby.
Out.
It's time to move on.
He's salty about
this.
We
literally talked about Luis Arraez and Chris like crying to the audience. I took so much heat for my Luis Arraez.
He's trying to hit me where I. He's trying to hit me where I'm.
Well, you started it.
He's trying to hurt me where I get back.
You know why this day started out at 3:32 a.m. when my dog Lucky needed to go to the bathroom, and he refused to go outside because it was raining, and so I pushed him outside, and then I had to go outside, and then he walked around in circles for like 30 minutes. Just like, come on!
So you're saying you started the day bad. You had a bad,
yeah, three,
bad start to your day.
Yeah, 3:32 in the morning.
Well, that, you should have told me that. That you were a little cranky. You got up on the wrong side of the bed.
I just had another good comeback. I was going to say, if you showed up a little bit earlier, we would be able to tell you that, but you don't.
Ha-ha! Not bad.
He said, I had another good comeback, and then you decided to actually use it? Is that what that was?
I'm going to put the rest behind me because we're only 22 minutes into the show, and I cannot keep this energy up.
Still left 3 hours and 38 minutes, Graves, that you have to spend with me. So.
Well, that's fine. That's why I'm going to choose to let it go.
All right, 833-288-0970. I did give Scraby the answer, so if you can take a shot. This is a Padre player who was on the roster, the Padre roster last year, who played at Troy. First person will go see Troy play the Aztecs tonight at Viejas Arena. A couple of other quick notes. Dallas Cowboys back on the Super Bowl, bandwagon, Tony? I said this to Scraby going out yesterday. I said, the Cowboys are going to look good tonight, and all their fans are going to get excited that they're going, you know, to the Super Bowl now.
First caller got it, by the way.
They were on
it. Was it Dylan?
It was not Dylan. Go ahead.
It's Brandon Lockridge. Played at Troy, apparently. So, yeah. So good on that caller for either looking that up or knowing it. That's a pretty good get.
Either way, it works.
Get to go to the game.
What were we talking about?
Cowboys.
Yeah,
and their fan base, which is, I'm sure, very excited again.
They're super excited.
Yeah.
Need I remind them that was the Las Vegas Raiders out there that really couldn't do much of anything. They couldn't block. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass.
Blocking and tackling. Got to start there. Yeah. Kind of cover somebody wouldn't hurt.
That would help too.
Yeah.
Listen, we've always said that Dallas has potential to have a really good offense.
Yeah, when Dak gets time and he's got his two receivers running free, he's gonna pick you apart.
Yeah.
I will say this, which is a fair concern if I were a Cowboy fan. You did look good last night. You did win last night. But next three games, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions.
Yeah.
See you later.
I mean, listen, the Eagles game is going to be interesting. It's a division rival.
It's at home, maybe.
I think the other thing is the Eagles' offense has struggled enough to where you could see it becoming a game somehow. But the other two, they don't have those same problems offensively. And I just think unless, again, I'm not going to completely say the Cowboys shouldn't be excited because they did make a bunch of moves at the deadline that made them
at least be better. Yeah.
So let's see what it looks like against the Eagles, against the Lions.
They got Eagles, Chiefs, Lions. They could very easily be 4-8-1 at that point.
And it's a wrap.
And then it's a wrap.
If they look like they looked against the Raiders in these next couple of opponents, then you might have something.
Look, I honestly read something yesterday, and I think they were just trying to get me to click on it, but it said, the Dolphins get back in the playoff picture? I'm like, what? You know, but they beat the Commanders, so that didn't really count. You beat somebody good, then they won two straight?
No.
They beat the Bills, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think that one now.
That was a one-off, though. We know that. We all know that was a crazy one-off. So a couple of NFL notes. Thursday night football. Plan your fantasy roster accordingly, as I have to do. C.J. Stroud will once again, third week in a row, sit out in the concussion protocol. For the Texans, they're going to be hosting Buffalo on Thursday night football, so don't plan on using C.J. Stroud there. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery on the wrist. I guess that's good news, but the other side of it is Mike Tomlin doesn't know when Rodgers will be back and actually hasn't even ruled him out yet.
Yeah,
for the game this Sunday against the Bears.
It's going to be about... functionality, he said, basically.
You know one thing you got to do? A quarterback out there could tell me, but you got to take the snap from center.
100%.
With the left wrist, that could be a thing.
That's what I think he's referring to. That, And just being able to kind of maneuver in the pocket the way you need to. So, and the fact that he said they got to make sure that the wrist is in place, like that means it's like it could still be like sliding out of spot. Is that what that meant?
I don't know.
I guess.
They got to make sure it's intact.
I do know when you're. Like, I do remember. I think I remember.
The wrist.
Right. I think I remember way back when. But when you're 41, it also takes time to a little longer to heal. Cowboys. Speaking of them, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both sat on the bench for the first drive last night. Neither was willing to say what that was all about.
This is Scraby's favorite punishment.
A huge punishment, man.
Yeah, really,
it really taught them a lesson.
Really cost them.
If anything, you're paying them to not work.
I said the same thing. I said if you got a series, is you know to me.
Like, I say quarter. Quarter, if you want to make a statement, quarter.
They did. But do you make a statement? They just wanted to make a light statement.
But do you make a statement at the cost of your team, though?
No,
that's I don't think you punish the rest of the players.
I think Ryan Clark said it best. Does your talent outweigh your headache? If your talent outweighs your headache, you get a one drive.
You find your way back.
Ryan Clark should take his own advice.
It was pretty funny because the first drive they just couldn't move the ball, punted right away. Then those guys came in and it was up and down the field. So anyway, neither of them was willing to say what that was all about. So all right, Lakers are in action tonight.
LeBron
is back to practice, but will not make his debut.
My sack.
They're taking on the
I said my sciatica. Has anyone ever in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never heard of it. I'm not trying to make fun of him, but I've never heard of a player with a sciatica issue.
It happens when you get up in the age.
I think every person on earth has a sciatica issue.
Oh, when I was a drunk and I was very heavy and I was a piggy,
okay, you said it first. I never uttered the words.
We know what you were going for.
I never uttered the word.
I had a sciatic issue when I was a drinker, and it was really painful, but I was also a drunk, and I was overweight. LeBron is one of the most fit people on earth.
He might be the most fit person on earth. It just goes to show you that a sciatica does not discriminate.
No. Healthy, I don't know why I always
unhealthy
just think, my
sciatica could come for
you. And I would also say you should understand this as well as anybody. I don't think you ever make fun of anyone who has a sciatica because it can go out on you at
any moment.
The karma can get you back.
Oh, yeah.
So be careful.
I don't wish sciatica pain
carpet.
On people.
Yeah.
Be careful. All right, we're underway. If the first half hour is any indication, we're on our way to something cool today. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, Gwen and Chris. Much more coming up. We'll tell you what else is in store on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Service with a smile, Tony.
Trying to bait me, Tony?
I'm not. I'm complimenting
Every time I
you.
Get over it,
he, no, I'm complimenting you. I'm saying it was very nice of him. Despite his anger with me, Scraby did get the copier fixed to print out my sheet. So I thanked him for that, and he still thinks I'm trying to bait him. But now that I have the sheet, this hour 97 Through the Fan is brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu. Or go to your happy place. It says plates, but I think it's go to your happy place.
I think it is plates.
No, it's happy plates.
Oh, they're trying to make a play on words there.
Yes, they are.
I thought it was a typical typo. Not by you, Scraby, by whoever puts us in there.
You see how fast?
Yeah.
He was like, he's already angry.
Scraby was about to jump out the window.
I never write it wrong.
You know, you blame sometimes him once I get that anger out and the anger of the 3:32 a.m. wake-up call.
You feel better?
I feel a little bit better.
That's a good thing.
I'm allowed, I can take jokes now.
Oh, okay. Do you?
The IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. All right, back to you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Couple things. Chris Johnson, cornerback for San Diego State, will join us tomorrow.
I'm excited about that.
I thought it was CJ2K.
I mean, it might be CJ. Is that what a
Chris Johnson, the running back from the Titans?
Oh no, not that.
Oh yes,
not
he did one. Have 2,000 yards though. Thus the name.
That guy could fly. He could run. But yeah, Chris Johnson, DB Aztecs, will join us tomorrow. Also, we'll have our first go round of high school prep basketball action. Michael Flix will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. A lot of people have been asking about that particular segment. It returns tomorrow.
And if you go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
I jumped in too early there.
It's all good.
For those that are into the high school basketball scene, if you have a team or you know you're a fan, beware of Mission Bay. I did.
Chris got a chance. Sneak peek.
Sneak peek last night. I reffed. It was actually an alumni game. So I want to thank the staff over there. We had a nice time, fun night. But Mission Bay played the alumni. Now, first of all, Mission Bay's alumni is pretty good. Those guys were playing. But the kids are really good. They got a good team over there. I think the UT had them number 6 in the rankings. I haven't seen every team, obviously, but they are probably deserving of that ranking right now, based on what I saw last night.
So. We're gonna get a chance to see probably that ranking tomorrow. We'll get a chance to see the top 10. Probably go over the top 10 players around the county. San Diego high school basketball is just starting to get to a point where it's having an impact across the country, and it's already doing that in some ways already. So
you know what else I want to say one thing about I read John Maffey's story in the paper today previewing the high school basketball season, and this I guess we should know this is happening, but when you see it in print, it sometimes to me is a little jarring. He had a whole segment of kids that have transferred out of San Diego County to go play elsewhere, and kids who've transferred in
to San Diego County.
And this is not what used to happen, right? Unless the family legitimately moved to a new neighborhood.
But now
even high school kids are transferring to different schools.
That's where youth sports has changed quite a bit, right? Is that families are willing to move on the basis of a kid
to get their kid into a better playing situation.
You see that in a lot of different sports nowadays. And so I think it's a testament to San Diego that there are actually kids that are now transferring into the county.
Oh, yeah, so the list of kids that transferred in, according to the article, was lengthier than the one of the kids that had transferred out.
Yeah, you can definitely get to some D1 schools around the nation playing here in San Diego. Real quick, I thought this was interesting, and we've been talking about free agency in regards to baseball here in the last couple of weeks. But I don't know if I believe this or not, but according to Jeff Passan, this came via Talking Baseball. Pirates are currently in on Kyle Schwarber. They also
Carl Schwarber or Kyle?
Not Carl. Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Because it actually made sense if it was Carl.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense if it's Kyle.
Nah, it's Kyle. Apparently, they are in on Kyle Schwarber. The other one is they had apparently offered Josh Naylor at least $80 million before he re-signed with the Mariners.
Now, how much? First of all, you invented the word. I give you full credit every time I use it. Well, you didn't invent the word, but you brought it to our light on this show. I call Fugazi on this.
You think it's a Fugazi, huh?
Well, here's what I think. If you're the Pirates organization, you let it slip to Jeff Passan that you're maybe interested in Kyle Schwarber.
But not actually interested.
And you just aren't interested. And what? The Pirates?
Listen.
He puts it in there. It makes their fan base at least think for a half second that they might be trying.
What about that they actually offered Josh Naylor $80 million?
I don't know that they did. They could say they offered him anything.
I feel like they maybe did offer, but they knew he wasn't going to take it. And so they're like, we tried.
I will say this. Yeah. I'm with you guys. I don't necessarily, it's hard for me to buy it. But I'd be hard pressed if I don't think back and remember when I heard Manny Machado and the Padres were in on Manny Machado.
Until the Pirates sign a Manny Machado, I can't believe anything.
Okay, because that was the stance I took until
me too.
Until Manny actually signed.
I think we all did.
And
San
it was
Diegans.
Like, whoa, that just happened.
So I would love to see some breaking news.
I think it's fair to have the stance that no way, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Until it actually happened.
To me, if you're the ownership of the Pirates, you like
boy,
this story,
oh
though. You're happy that this came out, because at least it makes it look like you're not, but they're not fooling me. Until you actually sign somebody.
A little force-fed there, you think? They fed that out there?
I do. I've been in enough organizations, as have you, to know that those things happen.
For sure.
Hey,
for
who
sure.
are we going to sign in free agency? Absolutely nobody. But I do want you to go out and make it seem like we're trying to sign somebody.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so there's the baseball news that we have for you. Maybe Luis Camposano talk a little later on in the show. Padres, according to the Major League trade rumors, have a decision to make with Luis. He's now going to be under his third manager since really kind of coming to the big leagues. Where do they see him moving forward? Because didn't seem like last year he didn't do himself any favors, but it didn't seem like he was really given very much opportunity.
Yeah, they never 100% gave up on him, but they did. First of all, if you're ever out there trying to recall the worst prediction you ever made, understand that it won't be worse than the one I made, that Luis Camposano would be on the All-Star team.
He was on the All-Star team.
Yes, right.
No one could ever say that you didn't step out there.
I stepped out there.
That was alleged.
But
sure.
I put him on the All-Star team. He never got a hit the whole season.
Yeah.
So
he had a rough one, for sure.
But I think there's an undeniable talent, right? Everybody sees it when he's in AAA and he's just destroying the ball.
They're currently doing so in the Dominican right now.
You know, I mean, people keep looking at that and
I shouldn't
understand
say he's playing well. You know what? See, I'm getting lazy. I shouldn't say he's playing. I should say I saw a clip of him going deep.
Okay.
Does not mean that, therefore,
that might be the only hit he's had.
He's playing well. It just means I saw a clip. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah. No, I think, look, if they had it, because the Padres catching, well, it's now settled, right? Fermin's your guy, right?
You're not, yeah.
So I don't think the Padres have a situation anymore. But
you knew that you do need contingencies, right? Like,
yeah.
If he can, you know, figure out some consistency on the offensive side, you could see him being able to be an option, at least, at designated hitter for the Pirates.
Somebody who's played fantasy sports, and I know a lot of people out there have too, when Luis Camposano gets called up and he's on the waiver wire, in a league like that, you're like, I'm going to take a shot at this guy.
Yeah.
And then you're disappointed that you took the shot, but I think the Padres and everybody else kind of feels the same way.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see someday if he can hopefully find it. And if he ever does, I hope he finds it with a Padre uniform on.
Some SDFC news as we go through this potpourri of news. This is why the schedule change we talked about last week is going to be even more important.
You mean the time off is better?
Well, not only that, the time off, but you wouldn't have these breaks in action where your guys are leaving to go play international in the middle of a playoff season, right? Once they change to the new format, our new scheduling. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Chucky Lozano, one of the SDFC stars, is looking like he's not going to play in this upcoming game.
I mean, it's Monday night. Everything's on the line, right?
He left the international game of Mexico with a hamstring injury, similar one that he had earlier in the season when he missed some time. He is not scheduled to play, I think, middle of the week in that international play. And so Monday's not looking good.
Could you imagine in the two-week absence between the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, if Patrick Mahomes was allowed to go play in his pickup league somewhere and strained a hamstring?
Now, we can't call the international play pickup
league. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
This is the MLS Championship playoff, and they're allowed to go play in another event, which is at just as high a level, so they have to perform. They can't just go out there half
speed. They're representing their countries.
Yeah. And now you're losing a player of this caliber, potentially, for the biggest moment in franchise history. Yeah. That is crazy when you think about it.
I think this is why people think the curse is alive in San Diego.
Yeah, It doesn't help.
If you don't think the curse is alive, then add in the fact that Anders Dreyer is sick.
I was about to say, it gets worse.
It gets worse, yeah.
Anders Dreyer was pulled off of his national team due to illness. Now, you'd like to think that illness might be a little bit easier to come back from than the hamstring.
I sure hope so.
But, man, what a blow that would be.
Could you imagine going into the game without Patrick Mahomes and, whoever?
Who's on the defensive
Chris
side.
Jones,
yeah, Chris Jones, for sure.
I mean, this is what you'd be doing to the San Diego team, maybe even more so, if you took them both out of the match against Minnesota Monday night.
Yeah. One thing Chris missed over last week was the MLS announcing that they're not going to put the soccer games behind another paywall. So it's just if you pay for Apple TV,
you're going to get it.
When?
Starting next season.
Yeah. I think they've actually...
It's a little late now. I need it now.
I think they were actually negotiating because that particular deal was supposed to last for some time. So I'm not sure if it actually carries over
to
this
playoff.
Deal. Yeah, it's... But next year...
Okay. Well, that'll be good. Because I already do get Apple TV. That will make me a much more engrossed fan next year.
Also, with the schedule that the MLS is changing up to more align with the international schedule.
Didn't I just say that?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I want you to notice that I did not jump in. I let you have
that one.
You wanted
to.
I let you have that one.
I heard the, like, ready to go.
No, I let you have that
I love that this is happening quite consistently now with you, that you are reading something and then you just pop in the middle of the segment. It's like, hey, guys, I feel less and less bad about mines every day that you
Carl
do this.
Carl Sheffers. I think he's the official Monday night for the MX. They're going to bring him in.
Oh, man.
But, yes, that is
that really
that
is
whole
bad.
Thing just does not sit
well. We especially can't have for the, this happen.
Especially for the folks that think there's already something sinister going on there. Lucky Sutton, another Aztec football player with a chance for some a national award. I can't. What is it? Is it Gabe?
Placentia. Yeah, the kicker.
Yeah.
The hefty lefty.
Yeah, hefty lefty. No,
that's his nickname. He's a left-footed kicker,
He's also up for a semifinalist. Hefty. So,
good for him.
He's starting to get some notoriety in terms of some of these awards. This is about three players, I think, now.
Yeah, the kicker had an unbelievable season. He finally missed one there. Broke his streak, I think, of 25 in a row, which was a record. But he came up in that Boise's game the other night. That was a huge field goal. There are field goals, and then there are 47-yarders in the rain that clinched the game.
Yeah, low liner, right down the middle.
And if you miss that one, they go probably down the field and tie it up.
Some momentum changer.
Yeah, that was a big, big kick there. So he's been a big part of what they've done. Nice. Congrats to those guys for sure.
How about that win? I mean, we haven't really talked about the Aztecs getting that big victory on Saturday. I mean, they now have an opportunity to clinch next week.
It's going to take a lot, though.
Yeah.
According to Kirk Kenny's calculations, try saying that three times fast.
No, thank you.
They have to win. Yeah. They have to win, and three other teams have to lose. This weekend, I think it was Boise State has to lose, New Mexico has to lose, and I think it was Fresno was the third. So a lot would have to happen. Obviously, they do hold their own fate, though.
Right.
They win both games, San Jose and then New Mexico, done and done. So it's been an incredible season. No matter how it ends, you're still going to look back and say, great job, great season. But now you're this close. You want to finish the job.
Yeah.
So... I'm looking forward to that. I saw something interesting too, Tony, while we're potpourriing here. The NBA has fined the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they fined them because they rested Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley for a game against the Miami Heat, and it was a road game. Now, you tell me, Tony, is a $100,000 fine... Even any
MLB Network is buying into the
hook, line, and sinker.
They're buying into the Pirates propaganda.
I promise you, not 5 minutes after we just talked about it.
Yeah, there's Sean Casey.
It is,
hey, look, the Pirates are going to be spending a ton of money this year.
It says report.
They're buying it. But you asked me, is the Cleveland Cavaliers is a $100,000 fine to an organization even?
It's not enough.
That doesn't let them.
That's not enough. They clearly less, so. Listen. What I can tell you is all of these organizations know these rules like
the back of their hand. The Cavaliers knew
they calculated,
that when they sat Mitchell and Mobley out that they were going to get at least fined, and so they said,
and listen,
it's worth it.
They have the type of tech that can tell them what a loss of one of these two due to injury will cost them versus this $100,000.
Pay this 12 times. They'd rather do that.
And so they took the fine.
Yeah, so Mitchell, and evidently the rule, you are allowed to rest a player,
but not two guys that are considered stars.
And they're both classified as star players by the league's policy. So they both sat out, and they're going to have to pay the price. But I agree with you, Tony. If you really want them to not do this, then $1 million.
You're going to have
to. And they'll think twice about doing it.
You're going to have to make it equal. Find out the whatever formulas they're using to come up with it. Use the same one and start taxing them accordingly.
I mean, look,
because ultimately this rule is put in place to protect the fans, the people who are buying the tickets.
Yes, so, there were people in Miami who might have wanted to see one or both of those guys play.
Right. And all the NBA is saying, we just need one of them. You don't even need to have both.
Isn't that incredible?
And so,
ask Michael Jordan what he thinks about it. They'll take him off the air. Is he even on anymore? Didn't that experiment already come to an end with him?
So I found out they're spreading him out all through the season.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to give you any more than what you're getting, and they're going to make this last all 82 of them.
Okay.
So, all right. We've come to our first hour break.
Very nice.
Seconds coming up.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You're just going to let me hang out there a little bit longer, huh?
Uh-huh.
Love to help you, but I got nothing.
I got nothing.
That was my contribution to the segment there.
Daily Gambit coming up next. We had some bets. Some of us believed in the Raiders a little too much. I do recall Scraby telling us,
what's
wrong with
your heart. Do not bet with your heart.
Yeah.
The Raiders... This could end up being the worst team in the NFL.
This is why gambling can be an issue for some.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other side. More going to Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.